It is actually hilarious that I'm in a soundproof double glassed box, like a mime, and it's smoky in here. We're very far from the fire here at the Cape Talk Studios, but it's smoky everywhere in the studio. So I can only imagine those of you who are at the foothills or right near the fire island, Devil's Peak and the like, please, you know, the smoke inhalation must be hectic for you. Please evacuate if you've been asked to do so. Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman is the founder and chairman of Gift of the Givers, who have stepped into the fray on the request of the UCT. Dr. Suleiman, welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Thanks very much.
Of course. Thank you so much for the work that you and your team, or at least that your team, has been doing. Yesterday, they fed 4,000 UCT students who had all been evacuated, giving them hot meals, as they say, with love, and have also prepared drinks and energy snacks for the teams for the on the firefighting side. How soon, at least, did you hear from the university, and how quickly were you able to coordinate the teams?
Well, when we heard about the fire in the morning, we didn't take it too seriously because they said it's a small fire. It was very much something like what happened to Charles McKeke. No major intervention required. And then when the fire turned and when the wind became stronger and when the building started burning, we had to make sure that the information was correct. And they said, yes, it's true, the residence was burned. And only around 3:30, they could confirm that the residence was burning and the fire was spreading to UCG. And at that point, it's at that point only, that we offered to say, look, if you guys need assistance, let us know. But we know the first thing that would happen is you will have to move students, and you probably have to move them to the hotels that are available in Cape Town. And secondly, which is a big job, they're going to need to eat. You know, it's a normal thing in any fire or any disaster. The first thing that happens, people are hungry and thirsty because of the smoke and inhalation. So they said, we'll get back to you. And then after about half an hour later, they said, please, can you assist? We're going to move 4,000 students. First, they said, they think it's 1,000. Then they said it's 2,000. And then they said, we think it's 4,000. We're just taking all the precautions. Can you arrange it? We said, yes. And then, of course, we had to get the cook back. I don't think anybody sweated like that in such a short space of time.
I can only imagine.
4,000 meals today. He said, I need to bring my staff back. It's Sunday afternoon. I need to buy ingredients. Where am I going to go to? But we said, when you work with us, this is what you've got to do. And he put a smile. He arranged everything. You know, he got a whole team ready. They arranged the meals. And then, of course, we had to wait because the university was really battling to see where to place these students. And it took quite some time. So while the meals were being prepared, and then, of course, you've got people with different cultures and different tastes, and you have to make sure it's not so spicy, it's not so strong, and you know, it doesn't cause another problem. So we prepared three types of hot meals, a chicken meal, a mutton meal, and a vegetarian meal. And all that got arranged. And then the beauty of Cape Town just came to light. Mentioning anything, we started getting flooded with calls. I got a car. I can come and help. I can cook. What do you want me to do? I can arrange. I can give you my house. I can put students here. And it Cape Town totally berserk. And it's incredible. All congratulations to the city and its inhabitants. And at 8 o'clock last night, you would swear we had a parade outside our office, you know, and we had to send in the medical teams. And of course, the security guys came, not because of threats, but because to make sure the social distancing. COVID has not gone anywhere. It's still around. So in all that, you know, the medical teams were there, the security guys came, the police came. This part is like a big festival, but everybody was taking the precautions. And when the first spots came, you know, people, all these doctors came from different hospitals and, you know, a lot of old people, young people, everybody came to help prepare, pack the food from the pot into the foam box. And thereafter, a lot of people came. We don't know who they are. They said, I've got a car, I've got a vehicle, I can take food for you. And deliveries started taking place. When our guys got to the hotels, the kids were so, so happy, you know. And we actually delivered many places door to door to every room. And only there were two things that we picked up. One is a lot of kids are very traumatized. You know, it was the first time experience for them being away from home, and this has happened. And now suddenly, from the comfort of a residence, you have to move to a hotel, and that was uncertainty because you didn't know when you're going to get the hotel and which one you're going to move to. Some of them actually were not happy. They were moved to some residence in Weinberg, which was not ideal. And to the university's credit, they made arrangements and moved them somewhere else. And the second thing is they asked us for something very basic. They said we need soap, toothbrush, and toothpaste. And all those things are being arranged today.
Wow, what a feat. Something that I guess by mid-morning, until mid-morning, you didn't think was going to need to be done, has turned into such a massive exercise. I understand a number of corporates have also assisted, such as Pick and Pay, Woolies and Engen. Are they assisting through Gift of the Givers?
Yes, yes, you know, well, all of them said, because these are corporates, and normally, well, the Engen, Woolies, and ShopRite all generally work with us. Pick and Pay does offer items to us too, but these are standard corporates that always work with us. And at first, it was Old Mutual that offered their building. We were going to arrange the Newland Stadium for the arranging all the food, feeding, and having a facility. But Old Mutual came to the university and said, look, we have a premises, it's called Old Mutual West Campus, I don't know the building, but in Jan Smuts Drive, and it's a big facility, it's a hall, it's a venue, we have kitchen facilities, and you can use that. So university asked if we will take that. So we said yes, because our warehouse is deep into the airport, it's not ideal to bring hundreds of people there. So we said this is more central, we'll use it. Our teams are there already, by the way. They're there this morning, with the university management, they're there this morning. And we said, okay, we will use this facility to collect stuff from the public. And at this point, I need to emphasize, no old clothes, no clothes at all, nothing, you know, that kind of stuff. It's only food and drinks items related to that kind of stuff. So you're looking at tea, coffee, milk, sugar, butter, jam, bread, rice, oil, vegetables, coffee, tea, snacks, energy, Powerade, water, all that kind of stuff, you know, which you give to the firemen and to the students, and even muffins, you know, cakes for them to eat. We're thinking once we sort it out with the hotels, we want to set up coffee stations in some of the hotel because it's very calming. It's easy for the students to get around and then put the tea and coffee and the muffins and cakes and biscuits, whatever come for them, as well as the fire people. You know, they've been doing a phenomenal job. And all the donations can come directly to that place, and all the corporates are calling to bring directly to us. Of course, others have offered us cash donations because they don't have the type of items that we need. They need from business. So everybody wants to do a cash donation. And last night at 21, our team just drove around the mountain and met some of the firefighters. It was amazing. Some of them said they hadn't eaten from 9 a.m. in the morning, you know, and said they didn't have enough stuff for them to eat. So there were 28 of them. Unfortunately, in our car, we had 30 food packages left from what we cooked. So we gave it to them, and today I've given an instruction that in addition to the students, we will feed all the firefighters a proper meal also.
Sure. It is a multi-pronged operation. So just to reiterate, no old clothes, but food and drink and the like. You don't need the soap, toothbrush that you mentioned earlier on?
Yes, detergents.
Personal items. Okay, no problem. And you were mentioning finalizing the hotel accommodation. It seems as though many have answered the call, be it backpackers and hotels and the like. How close are we to actually settling all the students down in them?
Well, from last night, the message I got was from 12:30 from the people who are coordinating from inside the university. They said, wow, everybody fed, 3,000 students accommodated. We're not sure that figure is a little more than that. We had the numbers I had at one point was 2,786. But apparently then another 500 were moved, I think, to Hotelski residence. I don't know where that is. And I think our team's delivered there. And they said there may be more students to move today. So we'll have that final count. Many people have offered their homes. We say thank you very much for that on behalf of the students and the university. But it's just much easier to have a lot of people in one place in terms of logistics. But to drive to 50, 60 houses is going to be a problem. And then to have all the students in one place, it's easier for the university to talk to them. There's progress. You know, they know what's going on. They feel safer among their friends. And it's closer to the city center. It's easier to work. And then last night at about 10, I got a call from the country manager of Uber. And they said, if you need our vehicle to transport the students, if you don't have cars, we're available to do that. And if you want us to transport food, we do eat food transfer. We can do that also. We can assist you with that. And a lot of companies have called, individuals have called, you know, medical guys have called, and from all over the country. It's just an overwhelming spirit to help. You know, you don't know the person, you don't know who they are, but you just want to do something for the university and for the students. It's, you know, it's such a great spirit in this country to have a story like that in this crisis.
It certainly is. Thank you for leading that particular spirit and the coordination of that spirit. Dr. Intia Suleiman, founder and chairman of the Gift of the Givers, and always there as such an incredible helping hand for everybody.